you asked me to speak about, someone asked to speak about making Shabbos early, early Shabbos and Tati Desasri, specifically the issues that come up with Tati Desasri. So I wrote an article about it a while back. I'll just basically tell you what I said, Bekitzer, very much Bekitzer. Many shuls have a minhag throughout the summer months to dafka make Shabbos early, and because it's confusing, for some reason it's not confusing in the winter to change the time of Shabbos every week and to just follow on the calendar when the time of Shabbos is going to come, but for some reason that confuses people in the summertime. It's when the sun is out, you know, our brains aren't able to follow all these things. So shuls like to do where they have a consistent time of Shabbos throughout the summer, that they're always going to start Shabbos 7 o'clock, beginning of the summer to the end of the summer. Other shuls will do where they have Tosefes, where they start Shabbos early during the summertime because it's a longer Friday. They have more time to start Shabbos early, but they'll adjust it based on the week, that they'll always start Shabbos right at Plaga Mincha. They'll daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha. They'll daven Kabbalah Shabbos Mariv after Plaga Mincha, and they'll do it in that way. And that's and that works in terms of the Tosefes Shabbos. Now, it's important to be mechalik between those two types of making Shabbos early. The first type is much more problematic than the second type. There are issues that come up for both. But the first type of making Shabbos early, where it's the same time throughout the entire summer, is a much bigger problem than the second type. Namely, the problem that comes up is that there's a machlokas maseches brachos and daf chav zayin, machlokas tanayim, about when is the latest time to daven mincha and earliest time to daven maariv. Is it plaga mincha? Is the latest time to daven mincha? That's the cutoff point where you can now daven maariv. Or is it shkia, that at sunset you can no longer daven mincha, or you can daven maariv? Now, I'm saying it as plaga mincha versus shkia. It's not that pashut. There's a lot written on the topic, but let's just make it simple for us. Plaga mincha versus shkia, that there is some time that's the earliest time to daven maariv and the latest time to daven mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says that you could daven mincha up until plag, and right after plag you could daven maariv. The Rabbanan say that you could daven mincha up until nightfall, which we're going to call shkia, and then you could daven maariv right after nightfall. The Gemara concludes very strangely, instead of paskening one way or the other, the Gemara says da'avid kemaravid, da'avid kemaravid. If you do like Rabbi Yehuda, so that's nice, that's good. If you do like Rabbanan, also good. It's all good. Whatever you want to choose, choose the shita, whether plaga mincha is going to be your cutoff or whether shkia is going to be your cutoff, and that's all you need to do. Whatever you prefer, provided Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Gimel says that provided that you're consistent in your approach, that you need to be consistent, unless it's a shas of chak. In a shas of chak, where you live in a community where they daven mincha before plag, so generally speaking, if it's not a shas of chak, if you're in your community, they always daven mincha before plag, you should always daven mincha before plag. You're in a community where they daven mincha after plag, before shkia, but so then you should always make sure to daven maariv after shkia. Mishnah Berurah says that even when it's a shas of chak, you're not allowed to do what we call a tarti desasri. You're not allowed to daven mincha after plag and maariv before shkia, because then you're using neither as your cutoff point. So even in a shas of chak, Mishnah Berurah in Reish Lamed Gimel Sivkat Yud Aleph says that you shouldn't do what we call a tarti desasri. So in a shas of chak, you could choose to follow whichever opinion you want, Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanon, on any given day, and even switch off days b'shas of chak if you want to. But you're not supposed to do a tarti desasri. So one shita is, because of this tarti desasri problem, most of the time, pretty much every single Shabbos during the summertime, 7 o'clock falls after plag before shkia. Right, during the summertime, shkia hovers between 7:45 and 8:30, and plag, you know, hovers between 6:15 and 6:50, pretty much, you know, or 7-ish or so. So 7 o'clock, pretty much, when you start mincha at 7, you're pretty much guaranteeing throughout the summer that you're davening mincha after plag, and if you're finishing, you know, you can daven maariv right after that, you're pretty much guaranteeing that you're davening maariv before shkia. So one approach is to say, and Rav Shachter has said, that it's better to daven b'yechidus than to do that. Just daven mincha b'yechidus early in the day, if you want to daven at a 7 o'clock minyan, and then you won't have to deal with the issue, and then when you daven maariv, it's going to be after plag, and that will be fine as long as you daven mincha before plag. Now there is a kula over here. Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samach Zayin Sivkat and Gimel does quote the opinion of the Nesivos Rabbeinu Yaakov Milisa, who says that if the community davens at this time, at Tarti Desasri, you're allowed to daven with them. And apparently, according to the Nesivos, it seems, from the way the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that this was a fairly common practice. That communities did this, and if that's what the community's doing, you're allowed to do it with them. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Nesivos, even though the Mishnah Berurah himself doesn't seem so excited about it. That's what he quotes from the Nesivos. Now, what's the Svara? Why would you say that there's any heter for that, to daven at Tarti Besasri? Which is it? Do you hold night starts at Plag? And if you hold night starts at Plag, then that's no good. Or do you hold night starts at Shkia? And if you hold night starts at Shkia, then it's also no good what you're doing, because you're davening Mariv before Shkia. You have to make your choice. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that, now, even if you hold night starts, that you're allowed to daven mincha up until nightfall, night starts at Shkia, you're allowed to daven Mariv before Shkia. Meaning, he says as follows, that davening Mariv is connected what? The mincha, shachris is connected the karba, the tamid shel shachar. Mincha is connected to tamid shel ben arbayim. What's Mariv connected? The aktaras chalav mevarim on the mizbeach. When did that start? So that went throughout the night. The burning of all the limbs and the fats went throughout the night. When did it start? So they put it on the mizbeach during the daytime. So he says, it could be, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that yes, mincha you have to sort of commit, right? But it could be, even if you hold your allowed to daven mincha until Shkia, you can start Mariv before Shkia. You're allowed to daven Mariv before Shkia. Rav Itzlo Petterberger in the Sefer Pri Yitzchak suggests something different. He says, that no. Rav Itzlo Petterberger suggests in Pri Yitzchak that Mariv is different. Mariv, there is no Zman for Mariv, he says. You know what the Zman for Mariv is? Zman for Mariv is when you can't daven mincha anymore. So normally, if you hold that I'm only allowed to daven mincha until Plag, so when's the Zman for Mariv going to be? Right after Plag. If you hold I'm allowed to daven mincha until Shkia, when's the Zman for Mariv going to be? Right after Shkia. Right? So says Rav Itzlo Petterberger, that's true throughout the whole week. Right? And therefore, if I daven mincha after Plag, I can't daven Mariv before Shkia, because it's still the Zman for mincha. But what about on Shabbos? Once I'm Mekabel Shabbos, am I allowed to daven mincha anymore? Is it even the Zman for mincha once I'm Mekabel Shabbos? Once I'm ready Mekabel Shabbos, too late for mincha. So if I'm Mekabel Shabbos, I can't daven mincha anymore. That ended the Zman for mincha. Mela, you're allowed to daven Mariv. That's his yishuv of this minag of the 7 o'clock meeting. So you should know that there is a yishuv out there. Again, practically speaking, Rav Shechter has recommended that we daven b'yechidus. One thing to be careful about, if you're going to daven mincha b'yechidus earlier in the day, so that you can daven in a shul that has a 7 o'clock starting time for Shabbos, you should be careful that it shouldn't be mechzik yuhara. You shouldn't walk into shul. First of all, two things to be concerned about. If you walk into shul late because you already daven mincha, so it shouldn't look like, the yeshiva bachur comes late. That's leif haTorah. The guy keep comes late to daven, he doesn't care about davening. So Ramosh Feinstein, I heard from Rav Weinberg, Ramosh Feinstein held that the yeshiva bachur should come on time. Come on time for mincha, even though he already davened earlier, because people don't realize they davened earlier. So people are going to be choshed, it's not a good idea. The other concern is, you're going to go, and then you're not going to daven. So everyone's going to realize that you're not davening because you're better than that, right? You've already davened mincha because you're better than the rest of the shul. So Rav Shechter, I know, always recommended that we fake it. To sit there, shackle, and read Pirkei Avos or something. But you don't want to appear that you have this yura, that you're on, that you're better than everybody else. It's good enough for everybody else to daven there, so you shouldn't make it so obvious.
So is Ramosh suggesting that the bacha shouldn't come at all to mincha, because then it's going to appear like yura? Because like you said, like, if you come, don't come late. But
No, he's saying, if you're going to daven at a 7 o'clock minyan, come 7 o'clock before mincha, so that, because any time that you walk in after that, it looks like the bacha's coming
right,
late.
But
that's what
Rav
Weinberg said in the name of Ramosh. Yeah.
Right. But you're saying it shouldn't be yura, so you're saying it's better not to go at all if you're
in Davin? No, Ramosh was concerned about chashad, that people are going to be choshed you. The other thing, Rav Shechter was concerned about yura. I think he even said in the name of the Rav, I'm not sure, but he said that you shouldn't. I remember I saw Rav Shechter once at the White Shul, he was a scholar in residence, and I saw they made a 7 o'clock minyan, and I saw Rav Shechter, shuckling by Shmona Esrei, and I looked in the siddur and it was Pirkei Avos. He was learning Pirkei Avos.
Yura
is religious arrogance. To look like, my tzitzis are longer than yours, and I could, whatever. I have the biggest, baddest black hat in the neighborhood because I'm so religious. Yeah.
So I guess in the winter now, a lot of times shuls will start mincha after Shabbos starts. After Shabbos starts.
Shuls start mincha after Shkia.
After Plag, I guess.
They'll start after Plag. They'll start after Zman HaLakzner. Zman HaLakzner is 18 minutes before Shkia.
Oh,
so you have 18 minutes until Shkia, okay, so you're fine. So yeah, so that's fine. Now, just to run through some of the other issues that come up when you make Shabbos early. Number one, davening Maariv early, right? It's the because we pointed out that there's a someone who normally davens Maariv after Shkia should follow that opinion, you know, and should always daven Maariv after Shkia. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that we don't have to worry about that on Friday night. It quotes from the Magen Avraham that you're not allowed to daven Maariv early during the week, but you can daven Maariv early on Shabbos because that's a mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos. So you're allowed to go and daven Maariv before Shkia, even though normally you're makbid to only daven Maariv after Shkia. So that's fine for Shabbos. Another issue is Kriya Shema early. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Hei Sif Aleph says you should say Kriya Shema after Tzeis HaKochavim. So the Bir Halacha quotes from the Vilna Gaon, the Maaser Rav, that it's better to daven Maariv at the proper time without a minyan than to recite Kriya Shema early. Meaning, better to, if the only minyan for Maariv is early, so the Bir Halacha quotes from the Maaser Rav that you should daven Maariv b'yichidu, so you can say Kriya Shema im Birchoseha in the context of Maariv the way you're supposed to later after Tzeis HaKochavim. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you find yourself in a community where they daven Maariv before Tzeis HaKochavim, you're allowed to daven with that kihila, and just remember to recite Kriya Shema again later. Now, the Rav Moshe says most people do not follow the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. Rav Moshe Netshuva in Or Chaim Beis, Simon Samach, says that in general, it's better to daven b'tzibur. And you just remember, you say Kriya Shema separate later, right? Not to be makbid for that Maaser Rav, to dafka say the whole Maariv later on when it's the Zman of Kriya Shema.
Is there any shul that davens after Tzeis Maariv?
Are there any shuls?
There are shuls that daven after Tzeis.
Oh, on Friday night. I'm talking even on a regular night. Oh. But yeah, but on Friday night is when you're going to end up for sure doing it before Tzeis. There must be some shuls where a rabbi speaks or gives something, or yeshivos where they have a Seder Limud or something like that in between. So yeah, there are other issues as well that come up, but the menahel is here, and we are ready for our Hashkafa shuls.